On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable
on
the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur
Hulot? Yeah. I'm not talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Certalem FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Pierre-François, mixage Diana Alcide. Aujourd'hui, Kylie's Food.
Met Hugh Coltman through Eric Lignini, a great pianist here in Paris, and I'd heard him play and heard him sing, and I thought it would be nice to maybe try and do a version with vocals, you know. So
realign all the stars above my head, warning signs travel far. I drink instead on my own. Oh, how I've known the battle scars and worn out beds. Gentle now, tender breeze blows, whispers through a grand Torino, whistling another tired song. Engines hum and bitter dreams grow, heart locked in a grand Torino. It beats a lonely rhythm all night long. These streets are old, they shine with the things I've known, and break through the trees. They're sparkling. Your world is nothing more than all the tiny things you've left behind. So tenderly, your story is nothing more than what you see, what you've done or will become. Standing strong, you belong in your skin. Just wondering. Gentle now, a tender breeze blows, whispers through a grand Torino, whistling another tired song. While engines hum, bitter dreams grow, heart locked in a grand Torino. Beats a lonely rhythm all night long. May I be so bold and still need someone to hold that shudders my skin. They're sparkling. World is nothing more than all the tiny things you left behind. Now a tender breeze blows, whispers through a grand Torino, whistling another tired song. Engines hum and bitter dreams grow, heart locked in a grand Torino, beats a lonely rhythm all night. It beats along.
When I was in high school, in my teenage years, I was thinking maybe I would be a director, a film director. And I don't know, the bass kind of seemed to come naturally to me. And by the time I was 18 years old and I was in school for film, I was doing more and more music. And I just decided that music was what I loved the most, you know. I mean, I still love the cinema, you know. I love the cinema. It's my second big passion, you know. But mon premier amour, c'est la musique.
Première passion dans une telle famille, what else, c'est le cinéma, mais son amour et son métier, c'est la musique. Le contrebassiste Kyle Eastwood à l'instant au micro de certains Lemfip. Alors que sort son dernier album en date cinématique, vibrant hommage aux films qui ont marqué sa vie, Kyle Eastwood nous a accordé un entretien exclusif pour évoquer ses films de chevet depuis sa plus tendre enfance, sur les plateaux où il accompagnait son père, ses débuts auprès de lui comme apprenti comédien, ou ceux qui l'étreignent encore aujourd'hui, empreintes visuelles et musicales indélébiles. Attentif, disponible, un brin réservé, lui qui a choisi de se cacher derrière une contrebasse, s'est révélé généreux et d'une rare humilité, nous embarquant dans un périple musical 5 étoiles, main dans la main avec les plus grands, Lalo Schifrin, Henri Mancini ou Ennio Morricone. Pour certains Lemfip, il revient sur la genèse d'un projet où il a enfin pu croiser jazz et cinéma dans un même disque d'hommage à la musique de son cœur et les images qui le bercent depuis toujours.
I've been involved with music and film for a while, for a few years, you know, doing music for my father's films, but and I've actually recorded on some of my albums a few pieces of film music over the last few years, but it's a project that I always wanted to do, you know. I always wanted to make an album and represent, it was sort of my homage to the cinema and all the great film composers that I sort of, you know, grew up listening to, and, you know, they were my heroes. So it's really an homage to them and to this cinema, and I chose pieces that I could sort of adapt to a jazz group, you know.
Thank you. May I use your phone, please?
Good evening. Right this way.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Del? Coffee Cantata, 931-0770.
931-0770.
Right. If a Sergeant Delgetti called me, would you be kind enough to let me know right away?
Certainly will.
Diana King, accompagnée du saxophoniste David Sanchez, reprenait en 1998 « Why Can't We Live Together » sur « From There to Here », le premier disque publié par Kylie's Food. On écoutait ensuite un extrait de « Bullet » avec Steve McQueen et sa musique composée par Lalo Schifrin, le thème d'ouverture du récent cinématique enregistré par le contrebassiste. Pour certains LMFIP, Kyle explique qu'il a choisi « Bullet » à cause d'une magnifique ligne de basse et parce qu'au fond, il connaît Lalo depuis toujours, comme ami et complice de Clint sur la série des Dirty Harry.
Well, it's written by Lalo Schifrin, who I actually have met many, many times over the years through my father, because he wrote all the music for the Dirty Harry or the Inspector Harry movies, you know, and a few of my father's other films as well. So my father and he have had a relationship since 1970 or something, I think, 69. I mean, I like the movie very much. Obviously, it's sort of the iconic film of Steve McQueen, and I think it has a really great bass line on it, you know. So that was another reason why I chose it. And it's kind of was already a little bit jazzy as well.
Eastwood, l'interprète, laissons la parole au compositeur de l'original expliquer comment il a conçu le thème de Bullitt, Lalo Schifrin, au micro de Certain MFIP.
Je ne connaissais pas encore Steve McQueen, mais avec Peter Yates, oui. Ça, c'est un bon exemple compositeur et metteur en scène. Ce film a devenu très connu pour une poursuite incroyable dans le San Francisco. Les rues sont comme les. Il voulait que je fasse la musique tout le temps, jusqu'à la fin de la poursuite. Et ça, pour moi, c'était trop long. La musique aurait été trop répétitive. Mais je pouvais changer, oui, mais quand même, trop de musique. Et je lui demandais, vous qui devez orchestrer maintenant avec les sons, les bruits de la voiture, vous orchestrez, c'est comme la musique concrète. Qui continue la musique instrumentale. Mais tout de suite, et abruptement, tout à coup. Et c'est comme ça qu'il a fait, il aimait ça.
dans l'eau vive d'un ruisseau et qui laisse derrière elle des milliers de ronds dans l'eau, comme un manège de lune avec ses chevaux d'étoiles, comme un anneau de Saturne, un ballon de carnaval, comme le chemin de ronde que font sans cesse les heures, le voyage autour du monde d'un tournesol dans sa fleur. Tu fais tourner de ton nom tous les moulins de mon cœur. Comme un écheveau de laine entre les mains d'un enfant, ou les mots d'une rengaine pris dans les harpes du vent, comme un tourbillon de neige, comme un vol de goéland sur des forêts de Norvège, sur des moutons d'océan, comme le chemin de ronde que font sans cesse les heures, le voyage autour du monde d'un tournesol dans sa fleur. Tu fais tourner de ton nom tous les moulins de mon cœur.
Camille Berthaud et le groupe de Kylie's Food à l'instant dans Certains l'aiment fip, reprenant avec grâce Les Moulins de mon cœur de Michel Legrand, extrait de l'affaire Thomas Crown, encore un film dans lequel joue Steve McQueen. On les écoute à présent dans une belle relecture du thème d'Ennio Morricone, Les Antiques Scale, issu de la BO de Vertige avec Françoise Fabian, Marthe Keller, Lucia Bossé et Marcello Mastroianni.
Trouble, baby. and I'm moving down the line.
It's Uncle Red. Is he dead?
Yeah. Dead drunk.
Oh.
What do you think, Oz? You'd like to go down to Nashville with your old Uncle Red?
Oh, Papa, please let me go with him. I just want a chance to be somebody. A real whorehouse?
Dear Ma, I've been meaning to write, but Uncle Red and I have been real busy. Don't worry, we've been staying out of trouble. I'm keeping Uncle Red from drinking, and we've been staying out of honky-tonks. Working real hard. Uncle Red sure does crazy things sometimes.
Keep him busy, boy.
We're making a lot of new friends.
I have conceived.
Thanks, Ma, for letting me go with Uncle Red. We're learning a lot about each other. Uncle Red's teaching me to be somebody.
The boy on his way to becoming a man. The man on his way to becoming a legend. Clint Eastwood in Honky Tonk Man. And introducing Kyle Eastwood as Whip.
Après Joni Mitchell, dans une reprise de Trouble Man enregistrée avec Kyle Eastwood, la jeune voix que l'on écoutait à l'instant dans Certain Lame Flip est celle du contrebassiste américain qui débutait au cinéma et à la musique en 82 aux côtés de son père Clint dans le très émouvant Honky Tonk Man. L'histoire des derniers jours d'un musicien de country qui part sur la route accompagné de son neveu dans une virée initiatique aux forts éco-familiaux et qui se dénoue dans un studio de Nashville avec le regard éperdu d'amour d'un adolescent envers un musicien qui se meurt.
That was a film I made with my father when I was about 12 or 13 years old, called Honky Tonk Man. Yeah, I had to learn a little bit of guitar for this film, just so it looked like I could play a little. I was learning to play, in the movie. So that's my one sort of big acting role that I did with my father. So my sort of foray into the cinema.
But you could have continued to play country music. Why not?
Well, I grew up hearing jazz really more than anything. My parents, mother and father, are both big jazz fans. So I grew up hearing jazz all the time. Occasionally, maybe a Johnny Cash record or something like that. But we didn't really listen to country music that much around the house. You know, it was mostly jazz or blues or, stuff like that.
I've never seen so sad. I've never felt me feel quite so bad. And I know we both feel kind of great heaven. Well, I guess the mind finishes just not that strong. So I lost my woman and you lost your man. And who knows who's right or who's wrong. But I've got my gift. I've got a plan. Throw your arms around this honky-tonk man. Throw your arms around this honky-tonk man. And we'll get through this night the best way we can. It's the best old painkiller since hurting began. Throw your arms around this honky tonk man. I miss that woman, you miss him too. There's not a hill of a lot we can do, but cling to each other till the hurting is through. But the hurt, you know, it lasts just so long. You be my woman, I'll be your man. Even if just
for a while. I still got my guitar and I've got a plan. Throw your arms round this honky tonk man. Throw your arms round this honky tonk man. And we'll get through this night the best way we can. It's the best old painkiller since hurt began. Throw your arms round this honky-tonk man. Throw your arms round this honky-tonk man.
Okay, that's great. Thanks for helping out, Smokey.
I'm really sorry, Red. You gonna be all right?
Yeah.
I tried to have a nice balance, you know, of, I mean, really, I picked some songs, some pieces of music that I thought would be very recognizable, you know, so things that people, a lot of people would know, you know, I mean, like something like Le Panthère Rose is like, most people know that, and, but I picked some other ones that are not so recognizable, you know, that we could try and make our own, you know, and maybe bring to the forefront the people, some pieces of music that people don't recognize so much, so, and I tried to sequence them for the album. I tried to have a nice balance as well. So, yeah, hopefully, I think it came out pretty well for the most part. I think when I was choosing them, I had the idea of the films in my mind, you know. But when we were recording them, I was kind of just focusing on the music, really, you know, and which pieces could, you know, could work well with the band. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice. I think I'll leave that up to the listener and the audience to picture the film. It's, I pictured the films when I was choosing the movies, you know, and what movies they were from.
Est-ce qu'on peut aimer une musique et pas le film?
I love the j'aimais le film aussi. I love the films as well, but the main reason I chose them was for the music, I think. We'll be right back.
Un extrait de la musique de Charade, issue de la bande originale du film de Stanley Donen avec Audrey Hepburn et Gary Grant, à l'instant dans Certain M-Fip. Sur Cinématique, Kylie Soud et son groupe reprennent le thème de Mancini avec panache dans un mood latin jazz qu'aurait sans doute apprécié Henri Mancini.
I kind of wanted to do something that had like a bit of a Latin kind of groove, you know, to it. So that was another one, great one by Henry Mancini, who's another composer who did a lot of sort of jazz-influenced film scores, you know, whether it was The Panthère Rose or, you know, Days of Wine and Roses or these films. So, it was fun to adapt that one. That one's a pretty easy one to adapt.
is fast asleep. You lie awake and think about the boy, and no one ever think of cats in shame. And your lonely heart has learned its lesson.
Fordham et Kyle Eastwood sur le standard In the Wee Small Hours pour conclure un certain Lemfip en compagnie du plus séduisant contrebassiste de jazz de Paris et de Los Angeles. Merci à Miles Izquierdo et à Thierry Messonnier pour avoir organisé notre rendez-vous. Ne manquez pas Kyle Eastwood en concert. Il sera le 5 décembre au Théâtre Municipal de Fontainebleau, puis à Nice le 30 avril ou encore le 13 mai au Festival de Saint-Germain-des-Prés à Paris à la Maison des Océans avec FIP. Vous pouvez podcaster et réécouter cette émission sur FIP.fr et quant à nous, on se retrouve la semaine prochaine pour un hommage à une longue dame brune, Anouk Aimée.
Anouk Aimée, Pierre Barou, vous êtes actuellement en Suisse pour la présentation du film qui a obtenu la Palme d'Or à Cannes, Un homme et une femme. Nous allons d'ailleurs en voir un extrait tout à l'heure. Parlez-nous de l'histoire, des personnages de ce film, de Claude Lelouch.
Eh bien, je vais vous dire, les femmes reçoivent la fin d'une façon différente que les hommes. C'est-à-dire, la vraie ferme, je crois, et nous allons essayer.
Oui. Vous avez un front un peu plissé, vous avez l'air soucieuse dans cette dernière image.
Moi, je trouve ça merveilleux que le film se termine sur une ambiguïté. Comme
oui,
ça,
oui,
ça se termine,
c'est... Oui.
Hein, ça se termine sur un point d'interrogation.
Now, no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!